Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Tonight's guest is one of my favorite high school coaches, retired high school coach, did a great job at Eunice High School as the head coach for 25 years, but spent most of his coaching career outside of Oakdale, outside of being assistant at Eunice, but spent many years at Eunice, Paul Troxclair. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me, Lee. Appreciate it.
You were one of the coaches when I started the magazine in 97, when I became a part of it. You were always, Coach, very helpful. When we send a questionnaire out in the summer, you were always very professional, and you were always very caring about the state and the team and your team at Eunice. And we really appreciate, I wanted to always tell you that with Louisiana Football Magazine.
Well, thank you for promoting high school football. That's a big positive for the state of football in Louisiana.
Coach, I think you should be in the Hall of Fame in Louisiana. I'm promoting that tonight. Your record is second to none, 247 career wins. You won the 2018 state title, long time coming. Pair of state runner-ups in 97 and 98. You were an assistant under the really good coach Johnny Burke at Eunice, 84 to 90.
Right.
And then took over and did a phenomenal job. What was it like finally getting that state championship? And it was a season where you had a young team. You had a young quarterback, a lot of young backs, and a lot of young D linemen. But that team was special, wasn't it, 218?
Yes, it was totally unexpected. It made it even more special. You know, I knew we had some talent, but, you know, having talent when they're sophomores is not the same as having talent when they're juniors or seniors. But, I mean, these guys just played above and beyond what we thought was possible. So it made it just a great season, great memories.
Coach, Eunice is, you know, I want to take a break real quick. When I come back, I want to mention some of the great players that come out of Eunice over the years. Many great players, Kyrie's Hebert and Chris Carrier, Thoreau Simone. I mean, a lot of great players to come out. Trey Langley, a lot of guys you coached at Eunice High School or were part of the staff with Coach Burke. Right. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of Coach Paul Troxclair. Retired Eunice High School coach that should be in the Louisiana Hall of Fame and is currently not in the Hall of Fame, but he should be. And we're going to be back in just a moment with more Coach Troxclair. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's guest is, again, one of my favorite coaches, Paul Troxclair, coached 25 years as the head coach at Eunice High School, was there close to 30 years overall as a coach. Coach, the history at Eunice, prior to you, during the time you were there, but, you know, when you were there early in your career, Chris Carrier, I think, was a quarterback. Was that correct?
Chris was a free safety, but Chris graduated when I went to work with Coach Bork. He had led Eunice to the state title in 82.
Yeah.
But he was one of the most highly recruited players probably in the history of high school football. He had so many people interested in him. He ended up all conference at LSU.
Yeah, as a DB, tall, 6'5", now a track coach and football coach at Zachary. Great guy.
Right.
And then Thoreau Simone, it was a great DB for you and at LSU, Trey Langley, a couple of great ones. Kyrie's Hebert.
Yeah, Kyrie's played 11 years. I played a couple of years in the NFL and then 11 years in the CFL. He just retired the last couple of years. And he was just a great high school player also. And Thal Simon, of course, played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and just some with the talent. Probably the most talented player that I've coached.
Was one of those tall corners, played for the Seahawks, Seattle.
Yeah,
LSU,
he did.
LSU was with that DB. A lot of people forget he was a DB with Tyrann Mathieu at LSU. They were in the same backfield.
Yes. He was a good one. He really was. Great player.
We're going to take another break. When we come back, Coach, I want to ask you about your strength and your background. You are a strong person. We're talking about you have a lot in common with my mom. My mom has been battling cancer for 9 years, and you have been battling since 14, multiple melanoma. My mom has melanoma as well, but I want to bring that up, and I want to get cancer awareness out there and also give some kudos to MD Anderson and the great job they do for people all over the world, from infants to people in their 80s. And I wanted to come back, if that's okay, to talk about that with you, Coach, when we come back.
Yes, no problem.
We're going to take a break, have more Coach Trosclair when we come back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Coach Paul Trosclair, who should be in the Louisiana Hall of Fame with 247 wins, a state championship for Eunice High School in 18, a great coach. I think we should have, before we get into some other things I want to talk about, but Coach, there should be more high school coaches going in our Hall of Fame now. I know there's a lot of NFL guys, there's a lot of,
Right.
But they
blocked it off for 2 years and just put guys that had played in the NFL, I think. And then it opened up again this past year. I was nominated by Larry Dotry.
Yeah.
So I sent all of my paperwork and I compiled, you know, everything that I had accomplished and sent it off. And but I didn't get in. Now, Larry told me my resume was better than his and a lot of other people, so I thought maybe I had a chance.
Well, tonight I want to keep promoting this. This will go all over the state, and I think you should be in that Hall of Fame in Natchitoches, Louisiana, a great Hall of Fame. But Coach should be in there, Paul Trosclair of Eunice High School. We need to see more high school coaches going every year again, because there's a lot of guys that should be in there from Louisiana over the last 20 years. A lot of good coaches have retired. And, Coach, you had to get out of coaching for safety protocol, like my mom, like us all, during COVID started out. But having a underlying condition like my mom having melanoma, and then you having melanoma, I mean, you couldn't risk continuing to coach after 18 retiring. And tell everybody about MD Anderson and how great they've been to you. They've been wonderful to my mom.
And, well, yeah, they are one of the best places in the world. And they treat people from all over the world. They also do a lot of research with cancer and all, but, you know, I credit them with saving my life. I know a lot of other people do also. So it's just a wonderful place. And it's only 3.5 hours from Louisiana, from here, from you.
Right.
So I have to go this weekend. It's not that bad of a trip.
My mom, she jokes, but not jokingly. She said several times, she said, "Do you realize that me and your stepdad did 250, almost 300 trips to MD Anderson the first 6 years?" I said, "Mom, that's
right.
A lot."
That's a lot.
And she also credits MD Anderson. She's been fighting cancer now for 9 years, waiting to get on another chemo and has survived with immune therapy and Keytruda and so many different drugs that she's taken, Coach. And I know you have too. But
yes, I'm still doing chemo. You know, you do what you have to do when you become a patient. You learn to be humble, and you learn to accept some doctor's advice.
Anybody,
you really do.
Anybody listen to the show, and I think Coach would agree, but when you hear the word MD Anderson or any of the cancer centers out there and you have any money, if you have a dollar to donate, this money goes toward people that can't afford insurance to where the private money pays for these treatments for people for cancer.
Right.
And I know Coach has seen that, and my mom has, to where – a lot of the money MD Anderson has is donated all over the world, millions of dollars, just so people can get treatments.
Yeah, it's money well spent. It's not wasted money. That's one thing you can bank on.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to get Coach's thoughts on the current state of high school football in Louisiana. Coach, get with your feelings. Do the teams need to come back together? We're in that split still with public and private. I'd like to see everybody come back. And I want to get your thoughts on that, and also what you think, Coach, of the setup where the state championship games are on three different venues, which I hope goes back to one venue again.
Right.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Coach Paul Troskler. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Paul Troskler, 25 years head coach at Eunice High School, 247 wins, 2018 state title, was in two runner-up state championship games. I mean, unbelievable job at Eunice High School. Had some phenomenal teams, great kids. And Coach, before I get into the current state of high school football, and this is something I think you'll agree with, but you had a program that, you know, every now and then you had an LSU kind of guy, but for the most part, you had a bunch of hardworking kids that were not D1 guys. You had a bunch of blue-collar kids that really loved playing it together on one team.
Yeah, those are fun guys to coach. Just high school football players that love the game, work hard, you know, disciplined kids. That was the majority of the players we had. Now, we had a few exceptional players, like you mentioned, but for the most part, those guys that just love to play football and just love to work and, you know, committed to what we were doing.
Coach, how do you like the state of everything with three locations for state championships right now? They got Heumann Stadium at Tulane, they got Superdome, and then they have, you know, Lafayette, UL Stadium. I'm back to maybe just one venue with everybody one weekend. What do you think?
I like it better when it was all in one place. I really did. I know it's kind of crowded, and, you know, it's really a complicated subject, but I liked it when it was in one place. I don't know, you know, what the process would be to get everybody back together, because you still have some people don't think you should. You know, it's a complicated subject. It's not an easy fix.
What do you think about all the schools coming back together and instead of being divided between public, private?
Well, there are a number of people who probably would like to see it happen, but there are also a number who wouldn't even discuss it. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm kind of in between, because I felt like, you know, when we played John Curtis, we couldn't really compete with those guys. And, you know, them moving up to 5A, I think, kind of calmed the waters on that. I think if the LHSA would have strictly enforced all rules from the beginning, I don't think we would have ever got to this point.
I agree.
And I don't know how you put it back in the bag now. I really don't.
I want to promote again, and I'm going to continue to say it, that Paul Troskler should be in the Louisiana Hall of Fame as one of the best coaches to ever coach in the state. Spent 30 years at one high school with some time at Oakdale before, but mostly his career was at Eunice, where he won 247 games overall, 2018 state title, two runner-up state championships. Coach, what do you miss most about getting up every day at 5 in the morning and coaching till 10 at night? What do you miss the most about coaching?
Well, you know, I still help Coach Vijay and his staff, but I enjoy film work and game preparation and game planning. I've always really enjoyed that part of it. And, of course, the interactions with the players. I don't get to do that as much as I did before. Still do it a little bit, but it's not nearly the same. And but I enjoyed this preparation for a tough competitor that we had to face. I always enjoyed that part of it.
I want to mention that you have a really good friend who coached with you at Eunice for many years, and he's done a great job at Oberlin, Coach Pellegrin. What do you think of Coach? I know he's a dear friend of yours. I love him to death. I've been knowing him since 97 with the book, but he was with you for a long time at Eunice. And what do you think about him now that he's at Oberlin, what he's done there?
He's done a great job. You know, he's a worker. Coach P was a great assistant coach because he's loyal. And he would do whatever it took for us to win a game, I have a chance to win. And when the superintendent from Allen Parish called me, I said, this guy right here is going to go to work now. And he's going to do whatever it takes. And so he's been very successful for a reason. You know, he always talked about his old daddy. Well, his old daddy trained him right. I can tell you brought him up right.
Hey, Coach, I didn't know this, but he told me the other day, and I never knew this, but he would drive from Cameron Parish to Eunice every day for school, for work. I didn't know that.
So, Pell, like I said, he was dedicated, man. He's a dedicated guy. I know he's getting close toward the end of his career when he's got to make some decisions. But he turned Oberlin around really, really, really fast because he's a leader. You know, he provides leadership for kids. He loves to work with young people. He really does.
I want to take a break, Coach. When we come back, I want to talk about your former quarterback, who's the current Eunice head coach right now, Andre Vigier, and your thoughts about Andre. And I remember when he was in our magazine back in the 90s, early 2000s. I'm getting old, Coach. And now he's doing a good job, and I know he's planning on being there for a while, like yourself. And we'll be right back to talk more about the current coach at Eunice through the eyes of Hall of Fame coach, hopefully soon, Paul Trostclair. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine, and our guest, I'm honored to say, is Paul Trostclair, who's retired from Eunice High School. A little birdie out there told me, Coach, that you like golf. Is that true?
I do like golf. Golf doesn't always like me, but yes, I do.
Are you a putter, or are you a guy that can drive it?
Some days I can drive it. Some days I can putt it, but I only ever do it together on the same day.
You ever have a day you can't do either one?
Yes, I've had a number of days.
Well, at least you can look. The good thing about golf is you've learned you're not around a lot of people. You know, it's outside, and you can talk to the golf ball every now and then, you know. So
it's not a recreation where you would get bored because the challenge is always there. You know, it's just not easy.
And you
really
got,
not.
And you got the golf cart, right? You got the golf cart.
Yes.
If you Bill Murray like Caddyshack, you might see some stuff out there on the course. But Coach, speaking of Eunice currently, they have a young coach, your former quarterback. You coached him. Andre Vigier was a great quarterback for you at Eunice, and now he's the head coach at Eunice. What do you think about your former quarterback who's now the head coach at Eunice?
I've said it many times, he's the only quarterback that I coached at while I played college football as a quarterback.
Yeah.
And but he was another guy who was a committed assistant coach, very loyal, super hardworking, and he's carried it on to be the head coach there now. You know, he's got a great knowledge of football. Of course, he played college football. And but he just loves the game. He loves it. He can coach football all day long and never get tired of it.
Now, I want to ask you this, too, before we go. You had a chance to coach your sons at Eunice. I know Trent, and you had a couple of kids you coached, but what was it like coaching your boys at Eunice?
Well, I was very lucky to be able to do that. I had four sons that I coached. One of them was at Oakdale, was my oldest son, and then I had Trent and Tracy and Tyler, and Trent was the last one at Eunice. He was quarterback for us. He led us to an undefeated season, and in fact, he told his mama he was going to lead us to the state championship, but we came up short that year. But then he came back to coach his first year of coaching. We did win it. Man. So he did help us win it. That's a pretty good story right there. But, no, it was a blessing to coach my sons.
Coach, I want to ask this before you go. I've been to Eunice. Obviously, I haven't been there as long as you. You've been there a long time. But just visiting, I'd say a dozen times, maybe 15 times in my life. But there is no food better than the Eunice Ville Platte area if you want true Cajun food, right?
The food is excellent, and there are a number of cooks around here who are not professional but who are really, really good at it.
You could just stumble in a house and eat like five-course meal of like
Prudhomme. And if you're not
– they like Prudhomme, huh?
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, you will look like Mr. Paul used to look.
You know, it's something about once you hit Bro Bridge or once you hit Livonia from Baton Rouge and go all the way down, it's food country, man.
It was on during the football season. We had to be, you know, you have to kind of watch yourself. You end up gaining 10 or 15 pounds.
You know, you go to New Iberia, they've got their brand of seasonings. You go to, you know, Ville Platte, you go to Eunice, Mamou.
It's hard to beat South Louisiana food. You know, I love it.
St. Martinville. I mean, it's just this food, just unbelievable. Cecilia. Coach, final thoughts. Again, I hope I'm pushing this out there because I really genuinely want the committee of the Louisiana High School Hall of Fame to look at you. You should be in the Hall of Fame already. And I hope that they really consider you the next time they vote everybody in. And when they're looking at high school coaches that have been retired and, you know, what you've been through and what you've accomplished in high school at one school, it's really impressive to me that you stayed at one high school almost 30 years.
Right. It's not an easy task these days, as you well know.
No. I mean, it's like every 2 years is a long time now for a coach at a school.
Right. Coaches don't last very long. There are a lot of voices out there, you know, and everybody wants to be heard. Thanks for supporting high school football and helping me. I really appreciate it.
And, Coach, keep fighting that fight. You're strong. I know you're going to do well. Like my mom, there's many people out there. If anybody's listening, I know everybody's got – somebody's going through it in this country and somebody's family. And
right.
And it's all state of mind, huh, Coach?
You just got to battle, man. You get up every day. You know, you can't give in. And, look, I wish the best for you, Mom.
Thank you.
Good luck to her.
And best of and prayers to you. God bless you. Coach, and one last question. I got to ask you this. I know the Super Bowl is Sunday.
Right.
I'm not a Super Bowl guy, but since there's a LSU guy for Cincinnati, the Burrow, Joe Burrow, and you got a UL running back that almost made it with San Francisco, but the Rams, you got Beckham. And you got Whitworth from LSU. Who do you like in this game as a fan?
Well, I think the Rams have a little bit of an edge. But, you know, I'm not a big gambling guy, and I would never bet against Burrow. But I really think the Rams are a little bit better. But Joe's got some magic. You know, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm actually going to watch a Super Bowl, Coach. I wouldn't watch. I got to admit, I didn't watch all of them the last 10 years. I got to admit that.
I plan on watching it. I really do. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited about it. And again, God bless you, Coach. And we've got to get Paul Trostclair in the Hall of Fame in Louisiana, in Natchitoches, Louisiana, when they got to get more high school coaches in every year. Coach, don't hang up. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com and check out our articles on kids every day throughout the state. Jace Lejeune's our editor. We got interns all over the state doing stories on different kids. You don't have to be D1 to get an article. You can be just a great high school player, and that's always been our motto with the magazine, Louisiana Football. We'll see you next week. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.